You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Energy Intuition Transformation with Sue Williams. Sue Williams. Live from holistic-health.au.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Energy Intuition Transformation
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, beautiful soul, and welcome to Energy Intuition Transformation. I'm Sue Williams, the Spirit Psychic. And can I ask you something straight up? Is there something you've been waiting to begin? Something you keep circling, telling yourself you'll start when you know more, when you feel more ready, when the timing is better, and when you're more certain of the outcome? Because the sky this week has something very specific to say about that. We're sitting right now in a rare and remarkable window, the bridge between two eclipses. Now, going back a little bit, the Leo solar eclipse was on August 12th, and that cracked something open. It lit a fire. It handed many of us a brand new beginning, whether we felt ready for it or not. And depending where you are in the world, on late August 27 or early August 28, a lunar eclipse in Pisces arrives to close out what no longer belongs in the next chapter. It's clearing the emotional clutter, clearing out old doubts, stories we've been telling ourselves about why we can't do what we really want to do. And right now, this week, we are in the space between those two powerful events. And the sun has just moved into Virgo, practical, grounded, purposeful Virgo, which pairs inspiration with action and asks a beautifully direct question. What are you actually going to do with everything that has been awakened in you? Ha ha! And this week's Oracle card answers that question with three of the most activating words that I've ever drawn. And the deck this week is the Mystic Forest Oracle cards. I've been using this deck a lot recently. I've been drawn to it and it's been given amazing answers to people's questions. And the card that I drew for today's show is, and then these are the three words, time to act. And the message on this beautiful card is, you don't have to know everything in advance. Take the first step and watch it unfold. You can deal with whatever your path reveals. You are ready. Oh, can you feel how much permission is packed into those four sentences? Well, let me take them one at a time, because each one is dismantling a different excuse that we use to keep ourselves standing still. Now, the first one is, you don't have to know everything in advance. And this is one for the overthinkers, the people who believe that if they just gather enough information, well, eventually they'll be ready. This card says that moment is not coming because readiness is not a destination, it's a decision. The second sentence was take the first step and watch it unfold. So no, not the whole staircase, not the full plan, just the first step. And then watch, because the path reveals itself to those who are walking, not to those waiting for a guarantee. The next sentence was, you can deal with whatever your path reveals. Underneath most hesitation is not a lack of information. It's a quiet fear of not being able to handle what we find. This card looks you straight in the eyes and says, you can handle it. You've handled everything life has shown you so far, and your track record for getting through it is 100%. And know that you have overcome everything up to this very moment. So the final little sentence is, you are ready. Not almost, not once you've done one more thing. You're ready now as you are. And let me ask you a soul question. This is before we move into our meditation. And here's the one question I want you to carry into that space in a moment. What would you do this week if you genuinely believed that you were ready? So hold on to that. Don't answer it just yet. Just let it sit in you as we go deep within into our meditation this week, which I've called the first step. And of course, please don't listen to this meditation while driving or operating machinery. And if you need your full focus, keep your eyes open and return to experience this with the replay. So when you're ready, and of course, if it's safe to do so, just gently close your eyes. Take a slow, deep breath in through your nose and a long, releasing exhale. Again, breathe in and let go. And let the week soften around you. Let any urgency settle for just a few moments. And now, imagine yourself standing at the edge of a forest. It's a beautiful place. Ancient trees, filtered light, the smell of earth and green and possibility. And there, just inside the tree line, a path begins. You can see the first few steps clearly. The ground is firm. The light is good. But beyond those first steps, the path curves, and you cannot see where it leads. Can you feel it drawing you towards it? Now, notice what happens in your body. Is there excitement? Is there nervousness? A quiet knowing that something important is waiting beyond that curve. All of it is welcome here because all of it is information. Now, take another breath. And as you exhale, take the first step onto that path. Just one step, just that. And notice, the moment your foot touches the ground, something shifts. The forest seems to lean in slightly. The light adjusts and changes. The path ahead becomes just a little clearer than it was from the edge. And that is what action does. It reveals, it opens. It shows you the next step, but only once you've taken the first one. So keep walking slowly. With each step, a little more of the path comes into view. Not all of it, but just enough. And place your hand on your heart and say silently, I am ready. I take the first step. I trust what the path reveals. Oh, and breathe that in. Feel what settles into your body when you claim that. And stay here just for a few more breaths. And when you're ready, gently return. Wiggle your fingers and toes. Take another deep breath. And as you exhale, if they are closed, just slowly open your eyes and bring the forest back with you. And after that beautiful meditation, let me share your activation for this week. And this week, I don't want you to actually make a plan. I want you to move. Just one step. Something small enough to do today, or certainly before the lunar eclipse arrives and allows you to release what is no longer serving you. Ask yourself, what is the smallest possible step towards the thing that I've been waiting to begin? Not the impressive step, no, the small one, the one that costs you only a teeny-weeny bit of courage. Maybe it's to send the email, make that call, write the first paragraph, tell one person what you are planning to do. So it's one move this week, because this extraordinary eclipse window is not asking you to have it all figured out. It's asking you to begin. And the mystic forest has delivered its message with perfect clarity. And you are ready. So, as the card said, time to act. And can you feel how unambiguous that is? So clear. It's not time to consider acting, not time to plan for acting eventually. It is time to act now, with the sky between two eclipses, the sun in purposeful Virgo, and a card from the ancient wisdom of the mystic forest. They're all saying the same thing this week. In perfect, glorious unison, you have everything you need. The path will show you what comes next once you start walking one step at a time. And you are more ready than you think. So take that step. Trust the path. Watch it unfold. And of course, as always, if you feel called to take that step with someone beside you, to clear what's been keeping you frozen, to reconnect with your own courage and move into this new chapter with real support, well, of course, I would love to walk alongside you through the modalities I can share with you: spirit talk journeys, quantum journeys hypnosis, or if you are more that way, using holistic animal wellness, where we can help your pets and your animals as well. Well, all the details are available at holistic-health.au. And of course, you're always welcome to reach out to me through the contact form. Share what you want in your life. See how I can help you. Contact me through the form, and then I will get in touch with you so that we can have a Zoom and just chat about what you really want for your life. So thank you so much for being here with me today. And until next time, have a truly blessed and action-filled week. Stay open, stay grounded, and make sure you take that first step. So it's bye for now, and see you next week.